Recall those childhood days at the pool or beach, where you tried to communicate verbally underwater with your friends. Did you ever stop to wonder why your voices sounded so distorted? The reason you sound so goofy speaking underwater is because water is 800 times more dense than air, so sound travels about 4 times faster and much further. Let's put your underwater hearing skills to the test. Try to decipher what is being said in this underwater audio clip. Did you get that? It was actually a fish talking. Some species of fish, like the black drum in this clip, are known to be able to produce sound in order to communicate with their own and other species. These sounds are typically used in courtship to defend territory, or are produced when a fish feels threatened. If fish can make sound, then they must certainly be able to hear too. Though fish don't have visible external ears sticking out like us, they do rely on an inner ear and are able to sense vibrations in the water. However, because the density of a fish's body is similar to the density of water, a fish is transparent to the sounds and vibrations sent through water. In order to sense vibrations, fish have developed a dense structure called an otolith. The otolith is made of bone and is about 3 times the density of water. It serves to magnify sound as it vibrates at a frequency which lags behind the rest of the fish. Since sensory hairs are in contact with the otolith, this vibration is sent through the brain through neurons, where the fish can then interpret the sound. Fishes have also developed amplifying devices like an extended swim bladder and a Weberian apparatus, which is a series of bones from the swim bladder to the inner ear. These structures work just like the middle ear of a human. As the swim bladder pulsates from the vibrations, the extensions stimulate the otoliths in the inner ear, just as the hammer stimulates the eardrum. Fish also use a unique sensory system called the lateral line, which allows them to detect movements in the water. The lateral line helps fish to detect tiny pressure differences, creating a detailed picture of their surroundings, even in dark or muddy waters. This system is especially useful for detecting potential prey and predators alike, and for avoiding other objects in the water. The system is so useful that it has inspired engineers to make an artificial lateral line for underwater vessels, making it easier for humans to navigate in the dark and unknown environment. Now that you are aware of the importance of hearing to the survival of fish, you can consider the consequences of anthropogenic noise in the water. Boats, turbines, pile driving, and sonar from submarines all have the potential to confuse and stress out a fish. Even though you may not be able to hear a fish or know when one is approaching, they are well aware of your presence.